next public hearing, which is subdivision 2013-10, David Green.
This is the application of David Green to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Indian River 100, Sussex County, dividing 32.06 acres into five lots located east of Cool Spring Road, being Road 290, 4,000 feet north of Stokely Road, being Road 280, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 234, map 5, parcel 38. And I would just ask Mr. Abbott if he has any comments.
Mr. Chairman, as Lawrence stated, this is an application for four strip lots plus residual lands. The applicant has maximized the by right allowable lots under the minor subdivision ordinance. We received a DLDOT letter of no objection on November 7th of this year. The residual lands will have a single entrance. Lots 1 and 2 will have a combined entrance, and lots 3 and 4 would have a combined entrance. We received a letter from Atlantic Resource Management, and the preliminary indications are that the site is suitable for low-pressure pipe on-site wastewater treatment disposal systems. That would be subject to DENREC's approval. Yesterday, we received comments from the County Engineering Department, the Utility Planning Division. The site is not located in a proposed or current county-operated and maintained sanitary sewer district. It is in the North Coastal Planning Area. It makes reference to on-site septic systems being proposed. The site is not capable of being annexed into a county-operated sanitary sewer district. Conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study or undertaking an amendment would be required. The proposed project is not in an area where Sussex County currently plans to provide sewer service, and a concept plan is not required. And we provided each of you a copy of this plan last week or so. That's all I have, unless you have any questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application? Yes, sir. Okay, you come forward, please. If you would state your name for the record.
Yes, sir. My name is David Green.
Okay, Mr. Green, you heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Is there anything you would like to add to his comments?
No, that pretty much sums up what I'm trying to do over there. The residual piece will be approximately about 22 acres that I plan to actually retain for my own use to build a home for myself. And the strip lots will be about 2.5 acres, deed restricted. I did a similar subdivision across the street about a year and a half or so ago, and those have been passed on to end users, and there's actually four homes that have been built on the six lots over there.
Okay. All right, so let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you.
Thank you.
And we'll start.
Don't go away.
Yeah, you got to stay. Because otherwise, there won't be anybody there to answer questions. We're going to start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Mr. Abbott, do we have any of the restrictive covenants that are intended for this subdivision?
Usually, we don't require them on strip subdivision lots.
Okay.
Unless you would stipulate or make it a condition of the approval.
Unlike this, the distinction is I don't think there's any roadways. They're all going to have entrances right out onto a state road, so there's not any shared expenses. There's no shared stormwater management or common areas or open space or anything like that.
Well, I guess what I'm thinking of is that oftentimes, or what we've been seeing on occasion, are parcels such as a 2.5 acre where they come back and request that it be further subdivided into two lots type thing, and with 150-foot road frontage, I'd assume they'd have it. Would there be enough to do that?
I don't think so.
Required at 150.
It'd be hard. The minimum right of way is 50 feet. The minimum lot depth is 100 feet. And you might get two lots out of 2.5 acres. But I mean, there is that possibility.
Well, it's a possibility they could ask.
Correct.
So it's certainly not by right.
Out of question.
No, it's not out of the question that they could ask, but there's nothing automatic about it.
Do you have any intent to allow people to subdivide to four lots?
No, I don't.
So do you intend to have that as part of the restrictive covenants on the sale of those lots?
I haven't put it in the past, but I hadn't really given it that much thought. But, yeah, I could actually add that to the deed restrictions.
And as you stated in your opening comments, your intention at this point is to retain the residual lands for yourself.
That's correct.
Okay. But if you chose to come back and seek a further subdivision, it would require another public hearing and to do so.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I understand the application, and with the additional comments by staff and Mr. Green, I have no further questions.
All right, so we thank you. Mr. Burton.
I just have one question back to Shane. You said there is driveways that are going to be combined. 3 and 4 are going to combine, and
3 and 4 will have a combined entrance right at the adjoining property line. Same for lots 1 and 2, and the residual land has its own entrance.
You drive into one driveway, make a left or a right.
Correct.
No further questions. So we have
driveways side by side on the same pipe. They'll make them enter from the same entry. They use the same pipe and put two driveways side by side. That reduces the impact on the road.
By a total, there'll be 3 total.
There'll be 3 total on the whole front of the road.
Okay, great. No further questions.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Green, I rode by the site, and you said you developed across the road. Is there any unusual or excessive grading of this site that you would
not that I'm aware of at this time, no. I know there's been some water issues in the past out on that road. But I think I'm not sure who, but I think they've been remedied at this point. But nothing that I can see on this side of the road.
All right, sir. Thank you. That's it for me. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Ross?
We by the site yesterday and understand the application.
Yes, sir. Mr. Lennox?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
Not a question, but just tell Miller Lewis to spell residual right on the survey when they come back on the final.
No, they're surveyors, not
that's all I have.
I don't get a kick out of that.
All right, sir. We thank you. If you will, take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision number 2013-10, David Green? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2013-10? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.